Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 23rd of June, 2021. I'm going to start the update today by letting you know that we may have a different animation for you this week in place of the Cypunk animation. We're currently working on some test animations in Blender and not sure which one we'll finish first, so we'll post whatever is ready when it's ready and hopefully you'll enjoy it. While on the topic of Blender, our continued exploration of this software has been illuminating, to say the least. We hadn't looked into Blender since version 2.7, but working with 2.9 now has resulted in many pleasant surprises and also a lot of frustration with Maya for not keeping pace with its competitors. Our choice to use Maya in 2015 and 2016 was based on it being the leading available software in the industry at the time, and we've invested a lot into making it work for us, and what we found using Blender in the past few weeks is that it's now superior to Maya in many ways, more than just rendering speed. We found a number of features like object parenting, inverse kinematics, animation layers, and clips just work in Blender, whereas in Maya they either don't work as expected or come with a lot of usability issues. The amount of time we can potentially save with this software seems substantial, so we'll keep testing various aspects of it in preparation for our eventual switch after Bloodlust. On that note, however, we've just heard back recently from the Blender rigger who's porting Flying High Lanessa and Serene into Blender, and Lanessa is done. So, yay. Now, moving on to the Seed of Rebirth animation. Miro reviewed the first draft of the pile driver animation last week, and it's still in the early stages, with Miro requesting a number of blocking changes to get the movement right. For the Circle of Love 1000 patrons, double penetration animation, this one is going to need another round of cleanup to address clipping that's now visible from each of the cameras that we set up earlier. Finally, for the fanservice image set, we unexpectedly came across some hair that we'd like to try out on fanservice Sayako. This one looks a bit closer to her original style, so we want to set it up and see how it looks. We'll preview that when it's ready. And that's it for now. Thank you, and have a good week.